for turning our attention now to an issue of we were talking about in relation to housing last week. We were speaking about bringing back derelict houses into use from local authorities, and also adaptation grants. Fionnán Fitzgerald is Fianna Fáil councillor on Kerry County Council. He's an update for us. First of all, Fionnán, I know you want to say congratulations to a former pupil of your school, CBS De Green, Alton Delan.
I do, certainly. Good morning, Gerry, to you and everyone listening in. Absolutely privileged and proud of Alton Delan's achievements yesterday, becoming the first man, Kerry man, to bring the Champions Cup home and to win it, to come back from a 17-point deficit. Nothing, I wouldn't be at all surprised at Alton. I was fortunate enough to have taught him. I actually coached him rugby, not that I taught him much, very, very little, but he was a fantastic student, a great sportsman, a great model, very well respected within the CBS The Green at the time, and very, very well got and regarded in the rugby community and sporting community around Kerry. And I send him my personal and behalf of the school as well warmest congratulations on his fantastic achievement as a Kerry man, and we're extremely, extremely proud of what Alton has achieved this weekend.
Yeah,
and that's
brilliant
on behalf
stuff.
Of everyone in Kerry.
Yeah, brilliant stuff. Now, housing adaptation grants, we were talking about it last week, a number of different stories of trying to get these houses back and upgraded for people. You have an update?
I do, yes. I raised a motion in relation to this issue last April, make it very, very fast, Gerry. Two of the most popular grants would be the Mobility Aids Grant, where the maximum grant applicable is 6,000, and the next one would be Housing for Older People. The maximum grant you can draw down is 8,000. A number of years ago, quotations would have been 3,500 and 4,000 or 5,000, depending on the type of work that was being involved with. But now the quotations are coming in at around 11,000, 12,000 and higher, well into the teens, not far off 20. So the grants are too small. I raised a motion. It was calling for it to be reviewed, and I received notification on Friday afternoon from Minister Dara O'Brien that thanking me for the motion, etc., and that it is being reviewed and they take on board the points that I make. So I'm hopeful, Gerry, that it will be increased, not alone just from a financial point of view, obviously, but to me, dealing with people, you know, you'd always have this application form in the back of the car. It's so popular, so well got, and so well, you know, drawn down by the people of Kerry. But it's the people are entitled to their dignity. And when somebody applies for a grant, you know, the grant needs to be somewhere close or close enough to the actual cost afterwards. And what can happen is that family members have to step in. So in other words, parents, elderly people who've given their, you know, their working lives to their own family have to turn around and ask sons and daughters who have their own expenses for a few bob, Gerry, literally. And that's tough on an elderly couple, on an elderly person. And I'm hoping that that grant will increase. I mean, the funding given to Kerry County Council this year is in the region of 3 million. To me, Gerry, that would want to go to between 5.5 and 6 million for a year, were it to be able to put a serious dentation into the overall cost of adapting a house for an elderly person.
That's the key thing, and hopefully that does happen. Listen, we're going to leave it there, Fionnán. Thanks very much for talking to us in the programme this morning.